Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, a tight one in your season opener there Friday night, but you get the win 13-6 over the Concordia Panthers in your first outing as a head coach there in Beloit. What were your thoughts overall, the way the kids performed and being able to pick up a win in your first game?
Yeah, our kids played extremely hard, and that's just one thing you get here with these kids. They just compete. And so, you know, that was a big thing for us. And so we competed really hard, and you know, we've got to improve on a lot of different things. You know, we made quite a few mistakes, which is expected in the first game. But our kids played hard, and you know, Concordia's a good football team, and they were much, much bigger than us. And, you know, our kids just handled it well, and we're able to come out on top, but we still got a lot of things to improve on, as you can imagine.
And talking about things to improve on, clearly it was 13-6 at halftime, so neither team was able to get anything going and get on the scoreboard in the second half. You know, offense with 13 points, was that just maybe that those first week things of putting in that new system? Is that kind of what you attribute that to?
Yeah, I think that's probably part of it. You know, just kids are doing stuff they've just never done before, and so making calls at the front that they haven't done in the past. That, you know, 6 to 8 plays total. We have a lot more than that. And so them trying to acclimate has been a challenge for them, and they'd probably tell you that's the biggest challenge is more terminology, more plays, more things they have to remember. But we got some things corrected with film over the weekend and yesterday, and so I think we'll our kids will play much more clean on offense. But, boy, they play hard.
On the other side of things, how pleasing was it to see that defense hold a pretty good Concordia offense at times to just 6 points and no points in the second half?
Yeah, you know, I was part of our defense. You know, one thing we came here when I came here is, you know, we had to fix, you know, a lot of things on defense. You know, when you look at the scores from last year and you look at, you know, all that stuff, that was one thing that had to improve. And if you want to be successful, you got to stop people. And so I was very excited for the kids. Made quite a bit of mistakes on defense, too, but us playing so hard really helped hide some of those mistakes. And so, again, film this weekend and yesterday is really going to help and pay off for our kids. We film every practice and so as well. And so that's that kind of stuff, and getting that game, you know, film is going to help with these kids and seeing the mistake and see what we're talking about and just keep improving. And that's the big thing, is to keep improving every single week. And, you know, it's hard to improve off of 6 points, but, you know, our goal is to shut out every night. So,
Brad Gober, we're talking with the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the Ellsworth game, the next opponent for Beloit here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, and Coach Ellsworth coming up on Friday night. This is a team that won their season opener 34-6 over Russell. They're also in their first year under new head coach Josh Homolka, who spent some time, played at KU and spent some time on the Northern Iowa coaching staff, so he knows his stuff as far as football is concerned. Just looking at Ellsworth and seeing how they were able to come out with a nice win in his first game, what are your thoughts on the Bearcats coming up Friday night?
You know, they're another good football team. You know, they're athletic, they're quick, Their quarterback's a pretty special football player. You know, he's very explosive. I think he threw 16 touchdowns and 5 interceptions last year. So obviously he can throw the ball well. It was a little wet, and I think for everybody in the state, for the most part, in this part of the state, at least. And so that kind of hindered probably their passing attack. But you know, I expect them to throw the ball a little bit and try and use the receiver. We had a big receiver out there. He played last year, a couple of them. They're really good athletes. So they're very athletic, and they're a good football team, and they handled Russell pretty well on Friday night.
When you look at your team, I know you talked on that last segment about you want and need to see improvements each week as the season goes along. I think a lot of coaches will tell me that they see the most improvement from their team from week one to week two. What are those specific areas that you're looking at the most here in a game like Ellsworth in week two to make those improvements?
I think that the biggest improvement is being on defense, being disciplined with your eyes and reading your key and trusting your reads. And I think on offense, it's going to be just making the correct call up front with our offensive line. As far as when they see a certain front, they got to make a certain call, and so making sure they're communicating with each other and making sure that everybody on the front is all on the same page. Because when they're all on the same page, we do things well on Friday night. So that's going to be a thing that we just got to keep improving that, and we'll work on that. So.
Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck against Ellsworth on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
And fans can hear that game on Z96.3 The Lake. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30, kickoff at 7. Also online video stream at ncksports.com.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head football coach Colin Reiner. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday night at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all of the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're pleased to be joined now by Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, your Bulldogs winning game one there in Kensington by a score of 60-14. On Friday night, called late in the third quarter there, you pick up the victory over the Longhorns there at Thunder Ridge. Just kind of looking at the game as a whole, 477 yards of total offense, and they all came on the ground through your three backfield guys that also combined for 8 touchdowns. Clearly the running game was working for your team on Friday night. What did you see in week one from the guys on offense?
We did a pretty good job of executing for the most part. There were some sloppy things on both sides of the ball for us, but yeah, I mean, you're going to expect that a little bit week one. Definitely things that are all fixable, which is good. But for the most part, we executed well. I was pleased with Darnell Holloway. He did a good job of running the offense, you know, in his first varsity start, and Denton and Darian both ran the ball well, ran with some physicality, and that was good. And you know, it all starts up front, offensive line. You know, we're missing Byron Roney right now and Dylan Peterson, all 135 pounds of him, started at right guard Friday, and he did a really good job. As far as he didn't stay on blocks great but all the time, but, you know, he got off the ball well and got into people, and I felt like the offensive line did a really good job for us offensively.
How do you feel about your defensive performance? I know that, you know, I was getting some texts from some people that said it was a little sluggish at the start, maybe, but obviously you reeled it in. They scored 14 points in the second quarter. Overall, what do you think about the defense on Friday night?
You know, we started off, you know, first couple possessions defensively and played pretty sound. And, you know, they're a little Thunder Ridge's much improved over a year ago. You know, they played a lot of freshmen and sophomores last year, and this year it was those freshmen are now sophomores, and those sophomores are now juniors. And I felt like they got off the ball well, and they're in the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, and we're able to put a couple drives together there. And we made some adjustments defensively, and the kids stepped up, and we were able to get some stops there, and ended pretty well. We definitely have some things to work on, but like I said, you know, earlier, they're all things that are fixable, and if the kids are willing to work hard and pay attention to the details of stuff, we should be able to get those things fixed.
Again, we're talking with Cullen Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne football team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll come talk about week two against St. John's Tipton coming up on Friday night here at the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
And back in the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94 and online at katycountry94.com. We're still with Cullen Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Coach, getting set for St. John's Tipton coming up on Friday night. The Blue Jays gained a little bit of confidence. They have a young group, picked up a nice 28-12 win over Chase to open out the season on Friday night to, like I said, get a little confidence going into week two there at your place. So when you look at the Blue Jays here, what do you expect to see from them in 2017?
You know, obviously they're younger. They graduated quite a few starters off last year's team that were experienced and had played. A lot of those kids had played a lot of varsity football. So, you know, you expect early for them to, you know, just have some growing pains. But the one thing that you know with any team coached by Coach Krazin is they're going to play physical and they're going to be pretty disciplined. And that's just a given with them. And obviously, with them, everything goes through Ty Brummer. He flies around on defense and runs his butt off offensively. He's a good football player. Cale Duber really stood out to me on film with the effort he plays with. And so, you know, they're gonna be ready to go and play with great intensity. And we're gonna have to at least match that if we want to be successful Friday.
Looking at your team, I know you talked in that first segment about those things that might be correctable, some of the mistakes that you made. I know from kind of seeing your team in the past, you want to see improvement from week one to week two. Week two was a struggle for you guys last year. You got a big win over St. John's Tipton, but you had a lot of mistakes in that game. What are some of the things you're going to work on this year to make sure you don't have the same outcome this year as far as those mistakes are concerned?
Right. It's, you know, it really, football's a simple game. But it's so funny how kids can lose their focus, lose the ability to concentrate on what they're supposed to be doing, playing and play out. And it comes through repetition, and that's, you know, we've got to be assignment sound and make sure we're reading our run pass keys and knowing what's coming out of each formation that an opponent runs. And you know, that's something I feel like, you know, as the year went on last year, the kids really got back in the groove of doing, and we really need to get back there quicker this year. You know, we're not quite as big up front, and especially at the linebacker position. You know, Cade Miller's a good young player, but he needs to improve at the linebacker spot, and you know, the secondary we're young, so all those guys need to really focus in and make sure we're reading our keys and then reacting to what we see. And I think if we can do those things, we're going to see improvement a lot quicker this year.
Colin Reiner, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck Friday night against the Blue Jays.
Thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you each week by NextDeck and by Landmark Implements.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmen football team. Coach, nice win for your team to open the season against a Plainville team that definitely brought some quality again this season. A 16-7 victory on Friday night in the season opener. Probably nice for the kids to get that victory over Plainville after having lost twice last season to them. What were your overall thoughts of the season opener Friday night?
Yeah, you know, it's always nice to win game one. It justifies a little bit more what you've done all preseason stuff. It worked out all right last year, losing that first one, but you don't like to have that happen. But yeah, you know, I think kids watch film and they know there's plenty of things we can get better at. But both Plainville and us had a lot of mistakes, penalties, turnovers, and so it was an ugly game one. But we were glad to get the win.
I know one of the things for Plainville that we were looking at was the loss of their quarterback, Hayden Friend, but as I look at the numbers for Jordan Fennessy, who takes over at the starting quarterback position, maybe probably not as efficient as he'd like to be in the passing game, but what did he do that impressed you the most there on Friday night?
He's another good athletic kid, and you know he's going to continue to get better with more experience. But, yeah, he gave us some fits there and times we thought we had him wrapped up and he didn't. So yeah, he great athlete again, just not the experience that Friend had.
For your team, you get 127 and two scores on the ground for Jesse Staples. He's one of those guys that got some experience last year, but he's stepping into a different role for you this year. Not just Jesse, but what were your overall thoughts of the running game on Friday night for your squad?
Pretty well. A lot of times we blocked well up front. You know, we've got some linemen with quite a bit of experience, and that always helps. Plainville's D-line was a tough test for us, and so I thought we opened up some holes. And our backs blocked pretty well and hit the holes. You know, again, we want to see some improvement there from week one to week two. But overall, happy with the offense.
We're talking with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmen, here in the locker room chats. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the big rivalry matchup with Phillipsburg coming up on Friday night. We'll talk about it on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 after the break.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
At Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, we want to keep you in the field and avoid costly downtime. Let us help you with preseason inspections. Our trained and certified technicians will provide a complete list of repairs to keep your equipment where it should be, in the field. Right now, purchase 3 service inspections and get the 4th free with no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your Landmark service manager for details or visit us at landmarkimp.com. Experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back on Katy Country 94. We're still with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmen football team, on our locker room chats. A big matchup with Phillipsburg coming up. Two real tough games right off the bat again this year for you, coach, as you take on Phillipsburg there on Friday night at home. Just looking at the Panthers this season, coming off of a real big win at 4A Division II Clay Center Friday, 54-8. When you look at them, what do you expect to see from their group this year?
Another great Phillipsburg team. You know, Coach Covington and the staff have a program going there, and the kids really believe in what they're doing, and again, size and speed, and going to be a real challenge for our guys. Like I said, we're going to have to improve a lot of stuff from game one if we're going to try to keep that game close.
You talk about those improvements, and I know every coach is going to tell me they want to see the most improvement between week one and week two. And in specific areas, what are the biggest focuses for you for that improvement?
Well, when you're playing a team like Phillipsburg, you just can't have turnovers. You can't have penalties and stop drives and stuff like that. They create enough problems for you offensively and defensively that you can't just hurt yourself with that kind of stuff. So we definitely need to clean up those areas.
I think we might have talked about it on Friday night when we talked to you on the scoreboard show. But when you play teams like Phillipsburg and Plainville early in the season, do you like to see that, or would you rather play them later? I know the Mid-Continent League's usually a gauntlet either way.
Yeah, I don't. You know, in this league, I don't think you're going to have a week off. So you're going to have to play them eventually. And yeah, I mean, you learn a lot about your team in a game like we had Friday night. And maybe if we'd had an easy game, we wouldn't have figured some of those things out. So it definitely doesn't hurt anything.
Darren Sass, he's the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck against Phillipsburg on Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center locker room chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Landmark Implement, your authorized John Deere dealer, is offering an exclusive parts warranty offer. Receive a 6-month warranty on all John Deere parts purchased over the counter, and receive a 1-year warranty on parts and labor when repairs are completed at your servicing Landmark location. Landmark offers an extensive parts and service network, a larger parts inventory, and specialized product support through our trained and certified technicians. Contact your local Landmark Implement today or visit landmarkimp.com.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 with Lincoln head coach Don Long. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday evening, getting you set for kickoff that airs at 5:40 p.m. The Lincoln Leopard locker room chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Leopard football with head coach Don Long.
And welcome back into Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're with Don Long, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard football team. Coach, your team coming off of a nice season opening 48-0 win over Tescott Friday night. Victor Vasquez had 4 touchdown runs for you in that one, and you're able to run away in week one. What were your thoughts and impressions from the first win of the season there Friday night?
Well, I felt like we did some things pretty well. Our running game was running pretty good. Passing game needs a lot of work. We ended up not throwing much off because we didn't need to. Our outside rush game was working real well. And just didn't throw very much at all.
Just overall looking at your team, do you feel like you're maybe a little bit ahead of where you thought you'd be at this point in time, or was that about what you expected there Friday?
Well, it's about what I expected. Our kids have been working hard. They've been putting in the time. And, you know, I think we got the right kids in the right spot now, and we ought to be able to go forward from there.
What were your thoughts on Tescott? I mean, I know you shut them out, but what did you see from their group? I know they've got a lot of youth and had to fill in some holes from last year as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very young team, and they don't have a lot of players on their team. They've got some good individuals. I thought they had a lot of players that were pretty good ball players.
And we're talking with Don Long. He's the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard football team. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over week two against Rock Hills coming up on KD Country 94 on our locker room chat.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom nine, two outs. It all comes down to this. The windup, the pitch. That's the drive. It's way back to the wall. Kassasa! He's done it! How you kassasa, and in walk-off fashion.
You lost me there, Bob. What's kassasa?
Glad you asked.
Kasasa. It's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for Kasasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
Welcome back into Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're still with Don Long, head coach of the Lincoln Leopard football team. Coach, getting set for Rock Hills coming up on Friday night. The Grizzlies, like yourself, picked up a 48-0 season-opening win against Wilson Friday night. When you look at Rock Hills, what do you expect to see from their group coming up Friday?
Well, I know they got a lot of size. They got some really good speed on the team. And they were probably tested a little tougher than we were Friday night. And they're just a good, solid team. I mean, they've got big guys. They've got guys that can really run well. And it's going to be a good test to see just where we're at.
When you kind of look at talk about that test and looking back at last year, they were able to kind of handle you in that one. But again, you're a team that's more experienced, but they've got experience as well on the other side. How does that play out in your eyes with those experienced players on both sides?
Oh, absolutely. They've got a lot of older guys, and they're just very fundamentally sound football players. And we just got to go do what we do best and see what we can do against them.
I know coaches are always going to tell me they want to see the most improvement from their team between week one and week two. To that end, what do you expect to see and what do you want to see improve for your team?
Well, you know, defensively, we need to get more men to the ball. I don't think we did that real well. We didn't get any tackle real well. And I'd like to see our passing game work a little bit. Like to try to throw the ball a little bit more and see what we can do there.
All right, that's head coach Don Long of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and good luck on Friday against Rock Hills, all right?
All right, well, thank you.
And you can hear that game on KD Country 94. Pregame coverage will begin at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 between the Grizzlies and the Leopards on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com Friday night. Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Bottom nine, two outs. It all comes down to this. The windup, the pitch. That's the drive. It's way back to the wall. Kasasa! He's done it! That's how you Kasasa! And in walk-off fashion.
You lost me there, Bob. What's Kasasa?
Glad you asked. Kasasa, it's a catchy word for earning cash, all on top of free checking.
This is Larry Fief. Be sure you ask for Kasasa, offered locally at the Bank of Tescott in Salina, Tescott, Lincoln, and Lindsberg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on KD Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Otis Hendricks. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're still chatting about high school football, the week one openers, and now joined by Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, you guys opened out with a tough Osborne team there on Friday night. You fall 60-14. All 14 of your points came in the second quarter there. A little bit of a slow start, but you did get some things going offensively in the second. What were your overall thoughts of the loss in the season opener Friday night?
Well, I thought our kids played really hard. It was good to see them come out, not be intimidated or afraid. You know, you take Osborne, and you know they got three just phenomenal athletes, both the Holloway brothers and the Shirt kid. And I tell you what, they're going to be tough for anybody to handle. But our kids, you know, we wanted to try to establish the middle and. A little bit difficult time doing that at first, but we spread them out a little bit, which allowed us to run the ball fairly successfully most of the second quarter. And you know, kids being down by 12 at one point, they were excited. So we saw a lot of good things. Definitely revealed a lot that we need to work on, but we were really really proud of our kids' effort Friday night.
You talked about those three kids in the backfield. What makes them toughest to defend? Is it just the speed, or what do you think about the line that they had, their line play there on Friday night?
Their offensive line did a good job, no doubt. But, you know, just when their quarterback can take, you know, two strides for every six strides that your kids take, you know, it's it was definitely a talent-filled night on their side of the ball. And you know, there's some things we tried to do to overcome their athleticism right now, but you know, we're not going to make any excuses. They executed, and my hat's off to them.
Talking with Otis Hendricks, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over to Week 2 matchup. Pike Valley Panthers coming up next for Thunder Ridge. We'll talk about it on the Locker Room Chats after the break on Katy Country 94.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Otis Hendricks, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team, still with us here as we get set for Week 2. Pike Valley coming up on Friday night. You'll head out to Scandia to their place. And unfortunately for your defense, the team you're facing doesn't get slower. It actually gets faster with Pike Valley, with Peters and Strickler. Their speed, and that was in full showcase in their season opener in a 58-8 win over Lakeside Friday night. Pike Valley, what are your biggest concerns about them? Clearly, I just mentioned the speed, but what makes them so good?
Well, I mean, you just said it. It's their speed, and they're very well coached. Don Melby does a great job. He has for years over there. One of the most respected coaches in the state of Kansas as far as high school football goes. He gets his kids ready to go, and they've got talent in about every facet of the game as well, but their speed really is something that, again, is a challenge for us this week. So hopefully we've been stressing with our kids. The biggest thing they've got to do is just really play physical, both sides of the ball, but defensively especially, we've got to just really be physical.
Week 1 to Week 2 is when the coaches are going to tell me they want to see the most improvement from their team. What are those things that you're focusing on? I know you mentioned specifically what you got to do against Pike Valley, but as a group, what are the things you're focusing on as far as improvement is concerned here in Week 2?
Well, some of the big things we're looking at is just, physicality. Stepping up our level of physicality, not just in the game, but in practice as well. Just continuing to work on execution. Our kids, from an offensive standpoint, did a pretty good job executing the other night. If you looked at the Osborne game, we had no offensive penalties. We had won the turnover battle. We had only one interception. And, so our kids, they're doing some things well. And they're starting to see it. Our kids have really come together as a team over the summer and going into this season. They know what they're facing, and they know that they have nothing, nobody to depend on but each other. And so, it's good to see one thing we've stressed with going into this week, just stay close, stay tight, be a family. And, we'll take care of all the other things. But so far this week in practice, that's what we've seen.
Otis Hendricks, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck at Pike Valley Friday night, all right?
All right, hey, I appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chat on Katy Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we will get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Katy Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:45 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.